Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Everybody's talked about them being the team of the future.
The Triple M Rush Hours Team List Tuesdays.
And we are going to speak to probably the biggest inclusion, Josh Reynolds.
Yes.
Named it hooker for the West Tigers in what is a must-win game against the Newcastle Knights this weekend.
Yeah, Knights versus Tigers. Loser, go home.
Loser goes home. Josh Reynolds is going to join us very shortly. But, MG, let's start off with the Cronulla Sharks. They take on the Warriors, and yes, they're in the eight, but they need to keep winning. They lose Matt Moylan again.
Yeah, it's starting to be a little bit concerning for Matty Moylan. Out of the 22 games this year, he's played 11 of them. Out of that 11... he's left the field on four occasions due to mainly a hamstring injury. Mm. And so when it's one of your most competent, potent attacking weapons, that's a concern for the Sharkies going into the semis.
And it must be so frustrating for him as well.
Oh, far out. Of course it is. Any player who succumbs to injury all the time, it's something that you don't plan for.
Mm. Look, on the positive side, they do get Andrew Fifita back, which is a massive
that's big in
a hugely important game. MG, Sam Burgess has been named for Friday night's game against the Broncos. Huge grudge match with Anthony Seibold coaching against his former side. But Sam Burgess, I mean, they made this mistake last week when they sent him out there, told him to play at 80%. His competitive instincts kicked in and now he's injured himself and they've named him again.
Yeah, look, I don't think he'll play. It's more of a duty of care now for Big Sam. A quad injury when you've got quads as big as his, coming into the semi-finals. Look, I know they're going to put all their eggs in one basket and try and make the top four, but maybe that's escaped them for now. I don't know. But all I know is that they can't go anywhere near winning the comp without Sam Burgess.
Yeah, they've got to get him right, absolutely. And then, MG, your mop. The first Friday night game, you can hear this one on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. They will be tearing this one apart at 6 o'clock. The Cowboys playing the Panthers. It's at 1300 Smiles Stadium.
Before I get into the changes that have happened with the Panthers, a big cheerio to Matt Scott.
Oh, yes.
Matt Scott had a stroke on the weekend on Sunday.
Suffered a mild stroke.
A mild stroke. Apparently, he's still in hospital at Brisbane, doing well. So I think everyone who's listening to the Rush Hour right at the minute, we all send all our love Matt Scott's way.
Yeah, he's expected to make a full recovery. Doctors are confident that, and this is reports from the NRL physio, friend of the show, doctors are confident it wasn't football related, but nevertheless, very scary stuff. And our thoughts are with Matt Scott and his family in this time.
When you're 34 years of age, that's a real concern.
Absolutely. To that game though, MG, Josh Mansell has been dropped.
No, that's sad. That's sad. It is. He's one of my favourite players of all time for the Panthers. He's given so much. He just doesn't seem to have recovered from that facial injury that he sustained. Young Stephen Crichton goes onto the wing for him. And to see Josh Mansell running around in reserve grade is a sad sight for me.
Oh, especially if you're opposing him, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah.
he'd be looking to make a statement too.
Well, let's hope he gets back in the top grade before the season's out. Let's hope that Penrith make the eight from Josh Mansell, and he's part of it.
All right, and don't forget, next Thursday we are OBing. We will be broadcasting the show live from Bankstown RSL.
And we're giving away beer.
Put it in
free beer.
Put it in your bloody diary. Come out and say g'day. You can get a photo with MG. I'll even take a photo with you. That's how happy I am about being out there. This is the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M.